This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
State Senator Rob Ort to kick off the show. Senator, good morning. Thank you for joining me this morning. Lots going on in Albany. Let's start with the budget that passed, I believe it was last Friday. I know we've talked a few times about the budget as it was being worked out, but your thoughts on the budget and what sticks out?
Well, I guess besides the fact that it was 40 days late, that's the first thing that sticks out as we went through that whole process. But I guess the most glaring thing in the overall sense is that it was $10 to $12 billion over last year's budget. So it was a $255 billion budget. It's a significant increase year over year. To put that in perspective, since 2019, it's over $80 billion in raw dollars increase in spending here in New York State. So since Democrats gained control of the Senate and total control of the state government, spending has increased over $80 billion. That's a significant increase. We already had a very large budget. And so New Yorkers, there's no question, it's going to cost more. It's going to continue to cost more to live and be here in New York, whether you're a business, whether you're an individual homeowner. Out of that increase, one of the most glaring, and there were several things we could talk about. They watered down the governor's quote unquote rebate checks. So even though they spent $10 billion more, they couldn't find enough money to sort of do the very minimal thing, the gimmick the governor proposed. They watered that down. They increased taxes on New Yorkers down in the city on the NPA. But one of the most glaring things was this $10 million private legal defense slush fund that they set aside. This came out of nowhere. This was not being talked about for most of the time the budget was being debated. All we heard about was masks, which they did nothing on. We heard about discovery, which they did very little on. We heard about involuntary commitment. We heard about cell phone bans. No one ever was talking about a $10 million private legal defense slush fund. And that's exactly what the Democrats put in this budget. At the last minute, it is clearly designed with one elected official in mind, the attorney general. And it is basically, it says, if you are charged with a federal crime unrelated to your job as a public employee of the state of New York, that you can reimburse yourself. You could take advantage of this, of taxpayer dollars, to cover your private legal defense fees up to $10 million. And I said on the floor, can you imagine if Republicans in Congress had set aside money for Donald Trump to defend himself on the taxpayer dime against the myriad of legal attacks against him, including that from Tish James? The Democrats would have lost their mind. There probably would have been congressional investigations launched. And yet the Democrats in Albany did exactly that to the tune of $10 million. And very few people, I mean, we're talking about it, I'm talking about it, but I'm not hearing nearly enough about it out of the Albany press corps, which is really disappointing.
Is there any way to bring back that money, right? Like it says, as long as it's unrelated to the job, so say Tish James takes from this slush fund, is there any way to stop her or stop anyone from taking it? Or is it there now and whoever wants to take it just takes it without notifying anyone in the Senate?
So there is the controller of New York, a couple of things. One, obviously it's not, it did not spell her name out in the budget. So theoretically it could be her and or, you know, another elected official or even a state employee. That's the way the language is worded. It clearly is the reason for this is obviously the potential for federal charges against her. And I'm not a lawyer, so I will.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
That process play out, but that's clearly the reason for it. But it doesn't spell that out. It's not limited to one person. So it could be several people that could take advantage of this fund. The controller of the state of New York would have to approve any transfer, if you would, out of this fund to someone. So if Tish James or anybody else, applied, I guess, for reimbursement, because obviously it's reimbursable, so you're paying your attorney, and then you applied for reimbursement to this fund, the controller's office, Tom DiNapoli, he would have to approve any such transfer out of money. We sent a letter, our conference and the Republican Senate conference sent a letter this week basically asking him to not approve any money. I don't know that this is certainly ethical. And again, I'm not a lawyer to know whether it's, a constitutional appropriate use of money in New York. But we've asked his office to not approve any request for funding from this fund. So that's sort of a stopgap. That's sort of the last firewall from someone accessing this money. But you would know if they did. There would be a paper trail, if you would. There would be a transfer out of that money. His office would have to approve it. So we would know if someone tried to avail themselves of these funds.
And even if the person, say it is Tish James, say it's someone else, even if the person that uses this is found guilty, that this money is still available to them?
So this is, as we read the law, our answer was yes. The Democrats on the floor during the debate claimed that they were found guilty, then they would not. But we failed to see any language in the law that specifically spelled that out, that specifically spelled out that actually if they were found guilty, then they would not be able to avail themselves of that funding. So, maybe that ends up being maybe that lies with the controller to control that or make that determination. But as I saw the law, we did not see something that specifically spelled out that if you in fact were found guilty, that you would not be able to access these funds. But I think the really egregious thing is, A, this is, again, clearly targeted the way it's worded towards one elected official currently right now. The lawfare that went on and has gone on, the numbers of prosecutors that have viewed themselves as part of some resistance, that have viewed themselves as partisan warriors using the powers of their office to go after political opponents, and specifically with President Trump, the amount of times that happened, the amount of impeachments, the amount of prosecutions, and now, by the way, none of it worked. He was reelected by a popular majority of people across the country. They tried to bankrupt him. They tried to put him in jail. They tried to impeach him two times. None of that worked. And now the next phase is, in Democrat states, apparently, they're going to put money towards those individuals who went after the president to protect them, apparently, in case they have done something wrong. I mean, it really is, if you think about the amount of taxpayers that went into prosecuting President Trump on many times dubious grounds, and now we're going to put more taxpayer dollars to protect potentially those who went after President Trump. It is a gross insult to taxpayers. You know, again, I'll let the legal process play out. I'm not a lawyer. I won't comment on sort of the allegations that are out there. That's not for me. I'm looking at the amount of money set aside in a budget rife with misuse of taxpayer dollars for any person to avail themselves of charges and legal defense of something unrelated to their job, which they are either elected to do or were hired to do on behalf of New York taxpayers. The Democrats who voted for this really should be ashamed of themselves. And I think, again, I think New Yorkers should know and should know who voted for this when the time comes.
Besides of on the floor, have you heard any Democrats talk about this? Because we tried to get a member of the Democrats to come on and talk about the budget, and it was nothing but crickets.
Yeah, they won't talk about it. There's no way they'll talk about this. They didn't want to talk about this on the floor. I suspect, I mean, there's part of me that suspects that some of them probably were not thrilled that this was being put in the budget. I don't know. Look, I was in the majority for 4 years. I know how these budgets can be. I know how, you know, sometimes there are things the governor absolutely wants, and you're not going to get a budget unless that thing is in there. And of course, we didn't have a budget for 40 days. So clearly there were things that the Democrats in the Senate, in the Assembly, and the governor were not on the same page about. And I don't know if this was one of them or not the whole time. I don't know when this idea or this proposal came to, but I suspect that the Democrats are absolutely not going to want to talk about this. And it's more cowardice because they voted for it. I mean, these are the same folks who have come out and said, we have to, you know, we want public campaign finance. We don't want people to be able to use their campaign dollars for legal defense. These are the same people who obviously had championed the prosecutions of President Trump. I mean, consider the last two attorney generals, Schneiderman and James. Schneiderman had an office set up to look into the president of the United States. James said she would go after the president before she was even elected as attorney general. It was a campaign promise of hers. So the idea that they've championed people like this, they've championed people like Alvin Bragg, and now that it has failed miserably, they're going to set money aside to give them taxpayer dollars to protect themselves. And again, these are crimes that they may or not have committed unrelated to their job. So it's not like you're protecting them from some sort of, you know, tit for tat. If they committed a crime outside of their actual job and they get prosecuted and found guilty by the federal government, you know, those are the breaks. That's life. There was no public dollars set aside by Congress to protect President Trump. And we shouldn't be doing this, by the way, for any public employee or any elected official in New York State, let alone under their most recent circumstances. So Democrats aren't going to talk about this. They're not going to talk about they're going to talk about all the money that they're going to hand out to different non-for-profits and municipalities, and they're going to campaign. They're going to run the whole state. The governor is going to talk about her victory laps. She achieved nothing on masks. She achieved very little to nothing on discovery. She got a cell phone ban, I guess, in schools. She got $10 billion plus in more spending, and she got a $10 million slush fund to protect, whether it's the attorney general or anyone else, for crimes they commit outside of their job. So to me, this is a budget that I would not be really proud to talk about either, and I think you're going to see that with a lot of the Democrats.
You talked about the rebate checks. That made it into the budget. So what will people be expecting in their mail?
Well, I guess you could expect anywhere like, you know, between $200 and $400, which is really, I mean, look, at I don't want to, you know, $200 is $200, I guess. And for some people, obviously, $200 might be a bigger deal. But when you think about what the state of New York is spending, when you think about the amount that spending has increased, and then somehow we have some extra money, why not cut people? Why not actually allow people to keep more money in their paychecks? Why not incentivize people to, you know, to businesses to hire more people, so more people will get paychecks, more people will get larger paychecks? We don't do that, and now we're whittling down this gimmicky thing. This, you know, you're going to get a check for $200, and somehow you're going to think to yourself, you know what, I'm going to vote again for Governor Kathy Hochul. And that's what they're hoping. They're hoping that you get that check, and you'll remember, you know, quote unquote, who gave you that check. But don't forget, it's your money. You know, that whether it's $200 or $400 or $150 or three, it's your money. And I think in this economy, sadly, $200 probably doesn't even get a family of three or four, you know, their groceries for a week or a week and a half. I mean, you go to the grocery store, I go to the grocery store. $200 does not get you what it once did. It might get you a nice dinner out or something like that, but it is not nearly enough to make a difference for most people in their household budgets. The governor campaigned on this when she was, you know, putting the budget out there. She talked about, we're going to get people money back in their pockets. I said then it was kind of a gimmick, and it is. It is a gimmick, no question about it. But even though they increased spending on top of what the governor proposed, my colleagues in the Senate and the Democratic conference, they whittled down. So they spent more money, and yet they had to say, well, we got to scale these checks back because we got to spend money elsewhere. We got to put money in different places, because giving money back to people just is an anathema to most of the Democrats in Albany. The idea of giving money back to people, that's not as good as spending money on their behalf, right? They will always take spending money on your behalf as opposed to giving you your money back in your pocket so you can spend as you see fit. It's just a philosophical difference. It's probably been that way for a long time, and it's certainly that way today. And so people can expect to see a couple $100, I suppose, probably at a very, you know, opportune time in the fall.
Well, well, well. Like you said, it's almost election season here in New York. Last question. You mentioned Comptroller DiNapoli. I talked to him a few months ago, and he said that he is regularly looking at places to cut spending, that, you know, he is the Doge of New York. I paraphrase there, but he pretty much said he's the Doge of New York. Now you're talking about a bigger budget than last year. As you said, a bloated budget. How much of this does fall on the comptroller, and has he issued any warnings to the Senate?
So the comptroller, to the extent that he is the Doge, and I realize that's your term, and I understand why you're making that sort of parallel. He's really the Doge, I guess, to local governments. I really haven't seen him really, you know, issue. I mean, maybe he has issued, no doubt, some reports and some, you know, criticisms of how we spend money. But at the end of the day, most of his efforts when it comes to saving dollars seems to be focused on, you know, local governments, cities, towns, villages, fire districts, school districts, that kind of thing. And certainly there's opportunity to do that there. But the state of New York is spending way more money and is spending money at a rate that far exceeds any of these local governments. We have no tax cap for the state of New York. Most of our locals all live under a 2% tax cap. So I would really love if the controller spent more time digging through, auditing, and really going after some of our state agencies, if you would. And look, I think he when it comes to the pension and it comes to some other issues, I think the controller does a pretty good job, actually. And he's issued a lot of reports that our conference has sort of said, yeah, we've already said that, or yes, here's proof. I mean, for instance, when it came to the green energy policies in the CLCPA, the controller actually issued a report that said the cost would be astronomical if we could afford them at all. And the results about getting where we want to go, it's dubious whether we could get there. So, our conference has been saying that for about the last 2 to 3 years now. But when it comes to being the DOGE, you know, sort of financially digging through waste, fraud, abuse, that kind of thing, I think a lot of his efforts have been focused at the local level and not as much. We do not have a DOGE here in New York. We do not have anybody going through the state government looking for inefficiencies, looking to streamline, looking to save money. In fact, quite the opposite. We almost have like the anti-DOGE where we're just like looking to spend more and more and more. And I wouldn't put it past us, Joe, and the Democrats in Albany and the governor to call us back. Once you're going to talk to Claudia Tenney here, Congresswoman Tenney, who does a great job. But once the federal budget is finalized, I suspect there will be cuts and reductions in New York specifically. Once that's done, I would not put it past the Senate Democrats and Assembly Democrats and the governor to call us back to Albany to raise spending even further to try and, quote unquote, offset the cuts at the federal level.
Well, when that happens, we'll be calling your phone, Senator.
I'll be standing by, Joe.
Hey, thanks for joining me as always.
Thanks, Joe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.